门徒说你们要藏在我里面我就在你们里面
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself
就像枝子不能够结果子
Unless it abides in the vine
除非它是这样接在葡萄树上
So neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me
所以同样你如果不在我里面你也没有办法结果子
I am the vine
我是葡萄树
You are the branches
你是枝子
He who abides in me and I in him
He
bears much fruit.
For
without me, you can do nothing. Now, to abide in Jesus
is
different than Jesus to abide in
us.
Those are two different parts of the relationship.
He
is not saying the same thing two times.
But he's
focusing on two distinct aspects of our relationship with him.
To abide
in him
is
our responsibility. For him to abide in us,
that's
his
responsibility.
To abide in him is, means we connect with his heart.
When
he abides in us, he is working and releasing his power in our heart.
So we
connect with his heart by fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit,
and
then he works in our heart. When he says, I will abide in you, he means I will release my power in your
emotions. It
means more than that. But that's a critical, I mean, a foundational part of what Jesus abiding in us means.
I'm going to say
it again.
我要重复
在一次。 When we abide in him,
当我们住在基督里,
that's the same idea as fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit.
那就是说跟那个圣灵相交是一件事。
We are connecting with his heart.
就是我们跟他的心连接上。
We are dialoguing with him.
我们跟他交通讲话。
We are communicating or gazing or beholding him.
就是我们注视他,看着他,我们跟他交通。
This is our part.
这是我们要做的这一部分。
He won't do our part.
那神不会做我们这一部分。
We can't do his part.
我们也没办法做他的那一部分。
But he won't make us abide in him.
但是他不会就是好像强迫让我们造成我们要住在他里面。
Now the second part of the relationship,
那这个友谊的第二部分呢?
Is that he abides in us.
就是他会住在我们里面。
That means he works with a supernatural power in our inner man.